Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We are at Gufa, which is the first run line, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Alea Shalom, and Hashem Shavon Aliyah. Also sponsored by Dr. Bruce and Barbara Mazur of Montreal, in memory of his father, Shlomo Henoch Ben Mordechai Chaim, on the occasion of his 12th yard site, and also sponsored by Susan Friedman in memory of her mother, Freda Bashmuel, on her first yard site. All Nesham Shavon Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to start with a Mishnah in Nedarim that we had quoted, and we're going to quote the entirety of the Mishnah and elaborate on that Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to have an analysis of the 30 days of being Mamid Parnas. The Mishnah spoke about that if you take a neder, that there are 30, a neder that you're not going to give mizonos, that there are 30 days where you're Mamid a Parnas. So what's the function of those 30 days, if there's no end in sight anyway? What's going to happen within those 30 days, and when do we not wait 30 days? And we're going to have a discussion about that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss in that context that when a woman takes a neder and the husband is mekayim the neder, whose fault is that there's such a neder? Do we view that as Hu nasan etzba ben shineha, by him being mekayim the neder, he's the one that's taking her finger and putting it in her mouth and she bites down on it, but it's because he's holding it there and she has a, or is it that she's nasan etzba ben shineha, that she's the one that's at fault? And we're going to try to figure out which tanoim hold hu nasan etzba and which tanoim hold he nasna etzba. Then the Gemara is going to try to understand the case in the Mishnah of madiris ishto shalot tiskashet. Tiskashet is somewhat of a vague term. What exactly does it mean that he's madiris ishto shalot tiskashet, and why does the halacha yield what it does, considering whatever the case might be? So then the Mishnah, then we're going to have the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to have more cases of a husband's nedarim, and some of which spell the end of the marriage, and some of which will mean that they can stay married even though he took such nedarim. And at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell us how sometimes Knesset Yisrael is compared to a kala, because one of these nedarim relates to a kala and being reduful the base of Ian, always going back to her father's house. So that's going to lead us into a very brief discussion about Knesset Yisrael in general being like a kala that's redufa lebeis avia. So let's begin 8 lines from the end of the page, gufa. So the Mishnah in the Nedarim elaborates, tells us as follows, several cases. Case number one, hamudra ana mechaver vein lo mayochal. A person is mudra ana from his friend, he's not allowed to get ana from his friend, but he doesn't have what to eat, and the friend has food to give him, but there's a neder ana. So the friend could go to a storekeeper that they have a connection with, va'omerlo, and he could say to him, ish ploni mudrana mimeni, there's a neder ana that this guy's not allowed, that such and such a person is not allowed to get ana from me, veini yodei ma'esalo, but I don't know what to do for him, I can't provide him with parnasa. So who knows, lo bavanotu mizeh. So the chenveni can then provide the food and he can go and get reimbursed by the fellow who came over to him and told him about this predicament, even though he told the chenveni with the clear intention that the chenveni could provide. It's not considered to be like a shliach, and kol shkein you would be able to say to nobody in particular, kol hazano so eino mafsid. Over here he actually identified a person, went over to that person, and clearly was indicating to him that he should support the guy. So certainly if you just say kol hazano eino mafsid, that would be okay. Second case in the Mishnah, that beiso livnos gedero ligdar v'sadeo liktsar. You have a guy who's mudra na mecha, but he's got to build a house, he has to build a fence, he has a field that needs to be harvested, and he doesn't have any money to hire workers. So the madir could go to poelin that work for him normally, and he could say to them, there's this guy that has a neder enough for me, so he's not allowed to get any enough for me, I don't know what I could do for him to help him out with his work. So and then these workers could do the work for free, and then and then they'll come and they'll get paid from the fellow who went over to them and told them about this predicament. The Ran in Masech Nedarim says that this is a lozu afzu, that not only b'mezonos where it's chayi nefesh, do we allow pulling such a shtick to be able to identify somebody else that will then go and provide, but even something that's not chayi nefesh, to harvest your field, to build a fence, things like that, even the binyan, geder, those kinds of things, you could also do it. In the Melech Shlomo, he quotes a Ma'arik that has a different gear, so we have, by the case of Beis Olivnos, Gedera Ligdar, Sodei Elixir, that Holech Eitzel Paul in Aragilin, that the Ma'arik has a girsa of a lashon of v'holach b'di'evet, that only b'di'evet it's mutter because it's not chayei nefesh, meaning that very same distinction that the Ran said, that forced the Ran to say, or that encouraged the Ran to say that it's written in lozu afzu, that distinction between mizonos, which is chayei nefesh, and geder and binyan, which is not chayei nefesh, the Ma'arik, because of that distinction, says it's actually a distinction in halacha, that when it comes to mizonos, l'chadchila you could go to the chenveni to be able to provide him with mizonos. When it comes to these other things, you can't do it l'chadchila, it's only halach. And then the third case, you have the madir and the mudar walking on the road, and the mudar doesn't have what to eat. So what he could do is he could find a random person in the street, give him the food as a matana, and then the person who's mudar could take the food from that random person and be able to eat umutar, and you're allowed to even do that. And if there is no other person, let's say they're in a desert, they're in the middle of nowhere, they can't find anybody else to give it to. So maniach al gabe asela, al gabe agader, what he could do is he could put it on a rock, he could put it on a fence, he could put it on a fire hydrant or something. Va'omer harein muvkarin l'kol mishiachbutz, and he says this should be hefker for whoever wants it. There's nobody there, but he's saying this should be hefker for whoever wants it. Va'lo notal liochel, the other guy is the only other guy there. He's allowed to take it and eat it. Umutar, and that's mutar. Rabbi Yossi oser, Rabbi Yossi aser. The question of Rishonim: how much of that does Rabbi Yossi aser? I mean, we just had two cases. One where there were other people around and you utilize a third party to give them the food, and the other where nobody's around and you're a mafkirit. So the pashtus is Rabbi Yossi Asers when it's ein shom adam acher, and you're really just putting it down and being mafkirit when nobody is around. That's how Tosfos writes in the Nedarim. That's how many of the Rishonim write, that Rabbi Yossi only disagrees in the case of the Seifa. However, the Rashba over here says Rabbi Yossi Asers even when you're nosi matan la'acher, because and we'll see why, because the Svara for Rabbi Yossi is going to l'chora apply in both cases. Let's talk and see the Svara for Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi asr mudra na to get those mezonos from hefker that the guy was mafkir and left on the rock or left on a fence? Gzeira mishum maisa de Beis Choron. It's a gzeira because of the maisa that happened in a place called Beis Choron. What is that maisa? So you have to learn Nedarim to know what that maisa is. The Mishnah Maseches Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph spells out that maisa, that there was a guy whose father was mudra anah, whose father was not allowed to get any anah from him. There was a neder in place, and when this fellow married off his child, so it's a time where people like to reconnect with family, and stam, probably embarrassing if his father doesn't come to the wedding. So he wanted his father to come to the wedding and enjoy the wedding. So the son said to somebody else, the chatzar and the su'uda, the whole thing, everything I paid for at this wedding is kenuyim lach b'matana, I'm giving it to you as a matana, so that my father will be able to come to the wedding, because he's not going to be getting enough from me. He'll be getting from you, because you own the whole wedding hall, and the whole catering, all the food that's catered, everything. So the friend went, and he said, oh really, it's mine? Harei ani maktishim l'shamayim. If it's mine, I'm making it hegdish. So I said, no, that, not to make it hegdish. I wanted it to be yours, that you should let my father eat. So the Chum said, obviously he wasn't giving it as a matana gemura. He didn't give him the right to be maktishit. So the matana is not chal at all, and therefore the father is not allowed to get hana from it. So based on that maisa, Rava holds that we should be gozer, not to be machil chaveru amudra no menu al yidei hefker, because it could be that he's not really being mafkirit, because you see over here that in that story with Beis Choron, he wasn't actually being makne'it to somebody else. So that was a case where there was a third party, and that's why the Rashba says it's very mistaver that when Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says you can't do this, it wasn't only in the case where they were in the middle of nowhere and he was mafkarit. It was even when there was a third party that he was giving it to the third party, and the third party was providing for the mudar hana'a. But that's the machlokas rishonim. There is an interesting question that the Shach raises in Yardeas and Reish Chaf Aleph. What is this Eitzah? They're all alone in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's around. So he's mafkir the food. He says it's hefker to everybody. And then the guy's going to take it. Isn't there a rule in hefker that hefker is only chal if it's b'fnei shlosha? You need to do hefker in front of three people, right? That's the Ran. In the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, the Ran discusses what the relationship is between bittul chametz and hefker. And the Ran goes through the differences in the rules between bittul and hefker, that it doesn't seem that bittul is mitam hefker, because hefker is only b'fnei shlosha, and bittul you could do all by yourself. So what happened to, how could this be hefker? It's not b'fnei shlosha. So the Shach has a few answers. He suggests, first of all, that since ein lo mayochal, there's no other eitzah, so the din midaraisa is hefker works even not b'fnei shlosha. It's a din midrabanan that you need hefker b'fnei shlosha. So the rabbanan wouldn't be gozer in such a shas adchak where the guy's not going to have what to eat. A second possibility, he says, that even midrabanan it's hefker not b'fnei shlosha. It's just that when we say that hefker needs to be b'fnei shlosha, it means that if you don't do it b'fnei shlosha, you could reverse the hefker. You could say, I make it hefker, nah, I change my mind. I want it back without making a kinyan, just by changing your mind and reversing the hefker. When you do it b'fnei shlosha, the only way to reverse the hefker is by going and being kona, just like anybody else can go and be kona. So over here, he doesn't reverse the hefker, so it's perfectly fine. A third possibility, says the Shach, based on what Tosfos writes in Maseches Nedarim, that it's dafka by karkaos that you need shlosha. By metaltalin, it could be that, according to some Rishonim at least, you don't need shlosha in order to be mafkir metaltalin, and this is food, this is obviously metaltalin. More creative answer is suggested by the Imre Bina. He suggests that who says that it was one guy and one guy? Maybe one guy was walking with three other fellows who are mudra hana mimenu, and all three of them are starving. They all three need to eat. So he's mafkir in front of all three of them, and then they can all take the food. But maybe in a chanami it only works if you have such a case where it's three people. And it's quite a nukimta to make in the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say that, but that's what he suggests. Okay, now our Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda Omer bi Yisrael Chodesh Echad, that for non-Kohen Chodesh Echad Yekayim, and it's 2 months already. Once you're in the second month, Yotzi Vitin Ksuba. So Haynu Tanakama, isn't that the same exact thing that Tanakama said, that it's Chodesh Echad? Tanakama also said Ad Shloshim Yom Yamid Parnis. We're talking about where there's a neder that you're not allowed to give mazonos to your wife. So we said, the Tanakama said, Ad Shloshim Yom, have someone else provide for her. So Rabbi Yehuda is not saying anything different. He's saying, Chodesh Echad. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abai Kohenes HaSalashminim. In Echinami, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing about Yisrael, but what he's adding is that if it's an Eishes Kohen, where you want to give it a little more time before they get divorced, because you know that that's an irreversible decision, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda is adding to the picture, where he says that when it comes to a Kohenes, You're gonna wait a little bit longer. That's Shnei Chadashim Yikayim, and it's only Shlosha that's Yotzi. The Rashba points out, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing on the Tanakama. He's just saying a detail that the Tanakama didn't include. They both hold it's Chodesh Echad by Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, by the way, a Kohen has a little bit of a different rule. Rav Amar, second answer. No, you know what the difference between them is? It's about the Yisrael. Chodesh Malei v'Chodesh Chasu Yikabinayu. Chodesh Echad and Shloshim Yom are not always the same. Chodesh Echad could be 29 days. Shloshim Yom is 30 days. So it's even by Yisrael that they're arguing. Tanakama holds give Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Yehuda says you give Chodesh. That's a Chodesh Chaser, not a Chodesh Malei. So once it's already the 30th day, it's Yotzi V'Yitin Ksuba. So now the Gemara discusses which situation do we say that you're Mamed Aparnis for 30 days until you don't divorce her right away. So Amar Avlo Shanu El B'Mefarish. The Mishnah's idea of waiting 30 days and having a partner supporter for those 30 days is only if he was explicit that there's a 30-day time limit on this neder, and that after 30 days, everything's going to be okay again. So for 30 days, there could be a partner, and then everything will be okay again. Avol bestam, but if he just leaves it open-ended, he just takes a neder that his wife's not allowed to get mazonos from him, yotzi li'alta v'itin ksuba. There's no point in waiting 30 days. Then divorce her right away, because after 30 days, what's going to be solved? Meaning the time of the partner is going to run out for whatever reason we discussed already yesterday that the partner only lasts for 30 days, either because it's going to be too embarrassing, everybody's going to know, that she's, or the partner is not going to be willing to do it anymore. But that solution only lasts for 30 days. And then what? Then there's not going to, the neder is still going to be in place. So that's why Rav suggests that the whole idea of being mamid partners is only when you put a 30-day time limit on the neder of Ushmol Amar Afilu B'Stam. No, even if he just made it Stam, open-ended, lo yotzi. He doesn't have to divorce her right away. You could wait the 30 days with the partners. Why? What's going to change? Shemi Yimtza Pesach L'Nidro. You never know. Maybe they'll find the Pesach for the neder. He'll be able to go to Uchacham, maybe matter the neder, and she'll be allowed to get Hanah from him. And Rav holds me suffic that Shema Yimtza Pesach, Rav is going to say, we're not going to delay and wait, make her wait 30 days. Me suffic Shema Yimtza Pesach. So, frankly, Gemara, this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, when there's an open ended neder, do we assume that they get divorced right away, or do we wait 30 days and wait for the Pesach? That's a machlokas that should ring familiar to us. V'afligubei chadozimna, they already had this machlokas once about a different neder, not about a neder of all hana or mizonos, but the tanana madrus ishtob mi tashmash amita, when there was a neder about tashmash amita, that the wife's not allowed to get hana of tashmash amita from him. So beishamei omrim, Shtei Shabbosos, that you wait 2 weeks. More than that, you got to give her a ksuba, you got to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Ubeisilam Shabbosachas, and Beisil says only 1 week, you don't wait 2 weeks. It's a little bit funny. At first glance, it sounds like going without food, where a person's willing to go longer without food than without tashmish, right? I mean, without food, it was shloshim yom. Without tashmish, it's 1 week or 2 weeks, machlokas, beisil, beishamai. But if you think about it, that's not at all what it's saying. Going without food is 0 days, because a parnas is a solution for 30 days, so she's going to eat that whole time. The second you get into day 31, right away, divorce. Whereas by tashmish, it's 1 week, it's 2 weeks of actually not having tashmish. There's no yamid parnes in such a case. But either way, the point is that in that context of a neder against tashmish, v'amar Rav, that Rav says that the whole machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel, machlokas b'mefarish, is only when he was explicit about the time frame of this neder, that it's going to be 1 week or 2 weeks. Aval b'stam, but if he leaves open-ended, that there's never going to be a time that they're going to be allowed to have tashmish, yotzi li'alter b'itim ksuba. Divorce her right away and give her a ksuba. U'shmuel amar afil b'stam nami lo yotzi shami yimtza pesach l'nidro. And Shmuel again says, no, even if it's open-ended, let's see how it plays out. Stay another week, stay another 2 weeks, and we'll see if there's a Pesach for the neder, we could somehow make the neder go away. So why do Rav and Shmuel have to have the same machlokas, both with regard to a neder of mizonos, as well as with regard to a neder of tashmish? So says Marat Tzricha, you need the machlokas in both cases. Be it Marbaihi, if the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel was only about a neder of tashmish, Bayikam Rav, I would say that's what Rav is going to say, just get divorced right away if it's open-ended, Mishum Delov Sher Beparnes, because there's no temporary solution you could put in place. Aval Bahad, but when it's a neder of mizonos, where it's possible to appoint a parnes, where someone else could take care of the mizonos, maybe Rav would be molded to Shmuel, that it's worthwhile waiting and seeing how it plays out, because anyway, the woman's going to be taken care of in the meantime. And if it only would have told me in the case of our Mishnah, where the neder was about mizonos, I would say Baha Karma Shmuel. That's what Shmuel's going to say. Let's let it play out and see what happens. We have 30 days where a parnes could take care of her. Mishum Dev, but maybe in the case of a neder of tashmish, maybe Shmuel will be moded to Rav that he got a divorce immediately. So tzricha, that's why it has to tell me the machlokas on both of these mishnayos. That's why that's the machlokas in both of these mishnayos. Tosfos has a girsa that adds a different svara in the opposite direction, that there's more of a tzad that you'd have to wait by tashmish than by being madim mizonos, because by tashmish the husband is interested in finding a pesach for the neder because he also wants to be able to have tashmish. Whereas by providing mizonos, the longer he doesn't have to write checks for, the happier he might be. But when it comes to tashmish, there's motivation on the other side also. So maybe there's more of a reason to wait it out when it comes to tashmish, because you not only have one person looking for a pesach, you have two people that are searching for a pesach for the neder. Okay, now the Gemara brings a raya to Shitas Rav. Tonight, again, Rav's Shita was that if it's open-ended, you don't wait the 30 days. You just get divorced immediately because nothing's going to change over the 30 days. It's a neder that's going to be there forever. So Tanan, we have our Mishnah said, Madir's Ishto Shlotitom Echon Mikola Peros, that if a person's Madir's wife, that she's not allowed to have one of the Peros in the world, Yotzi Vitein Ksuba. He has to divorce her right away and give her her Ksuba. L'choretz, Tosus points out, it's difficult because in the ratio where he asks her from getting from anything that belongs to him. I understand why she's asura, because a person could ask her something that belongs to him on other people. But when he's madir her from all the peros, even peros that don't belong to him, a min of peros, I don't own every apple in the world. How can I take a neder that she's not allowed to get hana'a from any apple in the world? So Tosa says that the case must be that he says to her, no, you can eat whatever apple you want, but we're making it conditional that if you eat an apple, then it's going to trigger an Isra Hanas Tashmish. Meaning, right now, there's a Hatra Hanas Tashmish until you eat an apple. Once you eat an apple, then it's going to trigger an Isra Hanas Tashmish. And then it's going to be also for them to live together normally. And therefore, she's not eating from the peros because she doesn't want that Nedza to be Chal. She'll become Masura to him. So that's the case. But either way, the Mishnah had said that if your mother is Isra Shal Titamachim Nikal Peros, Yotzi Vitin Ksuba, divorce her and give her a Ksuba. So Bishlam and the Rav, I understand, according to Rav, there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, right? The Reisha had said, wait 30 days. And this one says, when it comes to one of the payrolls, no, right away, get rid of it. What do you mean? So why in the Reisha, when it came to the Mazonos, you wait 30 days, but for apples, you don't wait 30 days, you have to divorce right away? So no, kan bestam, kan b'mefarish. It must be the Seifa's talking about an open-ended neder, where there's no time, time where it stops, whereas the Reisha's talking about where you're mefarish, and it's shloshim yom, so you're yamid parnas for shloshim. But according to Shmuel, it's taka going to be difficult because Shmuel holds that even by an open-ended neder, you're supposed to let it play out. So it says, how's Shmuel going to answer our Mishnah? Hachamay Askin on the case in the Seifa is not that he was madir her, because if that were the case, then you'd wait 30 days. If the husband was madir his wife on one of the peros Shabbat Olam, you wouldn't say get divorced right away. You'd wait 30 days. Who knows? Maybe they'll find a Pesach. No, the case of the Seifa is Kigon Shenadra. He, the Kiyimla Ihu, she asked her, she's the one that took the neder on the peros, and he heard and was mekayim the neder. So since when she's the one that took the neder, the husband is not able to find Pesach for the neder, only she can. So when she comes to Beis Din and she says, I want a divorce and I want my ksuba, so she's not looking for a Pesach to be matir the neder, and therefore there's no reason to wait. The only one that's able to actually find the Pesach to be matir the neder is her, and we know she's not motivated to do so because she's asking for a ksuba. So there's no reason to wait, just get divorced right away. So the Gemara explains that even though she asked on herself, and it wasn't the husband that asked on her, so why does he have to pay the ksuba then? But since he had the ability to be made for that neder, we view that as his fault, and therefore he's going to have to pay the ksuba. V'ksav Rav Meir, who we assume is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, doesn't say that explicitly, but Stam Mishnah's Rav Meir, that's going to be important, that this is an assumption that Rav Meir, who we're assuming is the Tanakam of the Mishnah, who knows ben Shineha, that when she takes a neder and he's Mekayim the neder, it's his fault. It's as if he's the one that put the finger in between her teeth and made her bite down on it. So he's the one that caused the Isra of Peros to be Chal by not being made for the neder, and therefore he has to divorce her and pay her Ksuba. So says Gemara, that's a wonderful answer to explain how Shmuel could understand our Mishnah, but that supposes that Rabbi Meir holds in general that when a woman takes neder and the husband's not made for it, that it's his fault. And who knows that's what ben Shina? But is that true? V'sav Rav Meir, who knows that's what ben Shina? Does Rav Meir consistently hold that he's at fault when he's not made for the neder? V'atanya, we have a brisa, ha'isha shenadr b'nazir. A woman takes a neder that she's going to be a nazira. V'shama b'ayla v'lo hefer la, and the husband heard about the neder and was not made for the neder, so she's chayiv in all the dinei nazirus. So Rav Meir, Rav Yudomrim, he knows that's what ben Shina. She messed up her own life. She decided to take this this neder nezirus. Ulfichachem rotsa ba lahafer yafer, and therefore, if the husband wants to be mefer before the day is over, he can. Ve'im amar iaf shibish radranis. But if he says, I don't want to be mefer, I don't want a woman who's running around taking the darim like this, so I'd rather divorce her. So teitei shlo b'ksuba. He could divorce her without paying the ksuba. Tosfos raises the question, why could he be megarish her if she's nadranis? The Mishnah, we're going to see a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf that says that only an isha that's noderis ve'in mekayemes, you could be megarish her. But if she doesn't, meaning bavon nadarim banim esim k'shem k'tanim, we assume that if an isha is noderis ve'in mekayemes, she ruins the marriage because she's violating isurim of nadarim, which will bring terrible klala onto the house. But if she's not overis on her nadarim, so you got to pay the ksuba when you divorce her. So we hear, just because she took a neder and it's her fault that she took the neder, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So Tos says that there's some nedarim that even if she does fulfill, it causes her to lose her ksuba, and those are nedarim of inui nefesh. And Rashi explains in tomorrow's daf, because she's miskana alav. If a woman is a nazira, she's going to be miskana al baila, and that's a neder inui nefesh, and therefore she's going to lose her ksuba. But anyway, so the Brisa says she takes a neder of nazirus, husband can say I'm divorcing her and not pay her ksuba. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar, Omrim, who knows the next Bavain Shina? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lazar say that he's the one that's ruining the marriage by not being made for the neder. So if you want to be made for, be made for. V'mamar yef shibishin adronis, yotzi vidim ksuba. But if you say, I'm not interested in ishin adronis, well then you're going to have to pay the ksuba. So you see from this price that Rabbi Meir holds, he knows it's Bavain Shina. Right? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda had said that she's at fault and therefore she loses her ksuba. So how can you, Shmuel, tell me that the only way to explain our Mishnah, our Stab Mishnah, which we're assuming is Rabbi Meir, is that we're assuming who nosa etzma ben shina? We have on record in the Braisa that Rabbi Meir holds he nosa etzma ben shina. So says Mar Epoch, switch around the Tanaim and the Braisa. It should be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, who nosain, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar Omrim, he nosa. Okay, so switch around who holds what in the Braisa, and then all the world's problems are solved. Says Mar, not so fast. V'sav Rabbi Yosef, he nosa. Now you're going to run into problems with Rabbi Yosef. Does Rabbi Yosef really hold he nosa that it's her fault? V'atnan, the safe of our Mishnah says that if a person takes a neder that his wife should not be tiskashet with one of the minim, they ask to divorce her and pay her ksuba. Rabbi Yosi Omer ba'anios shelo nasim kitzba, that the din is only by anios where he didn't give a set time for the iser. But if he was nasim kitzba for the iser, so you wait until that time. So over here also, there must be, according to Shmuel, it's the same Mishnah. Shmuel would be Mamed, the Mishnah is talking about, where she took the neder, he was Mekayim the neder. So because he's the one that's nasim etzba ben shina, so it's a steer. And she does Rabbi Yosi. Then in our Mishnah, it's who nasna esbeishina. In the Brisa, it's he nasna esbeishina. So Ema. So let's not keep the same pairings. Let's say instead of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim, who nosain, maybe it should be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, who nosain, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, he nasna. Meaning rework the pairings in the Brisa, and that way everyone will line up. So says Mara, we still have a problem. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda, he nasna. Now you put Rabbi Yehuda in the camp of he nasna. Is that really true? V'atnan, but our Mishnah says, when you're madir, that she's not able to eat one of the peros, it's yotzi v'itin ksuba. And again, we're talking about where it's she took the neder, he was mekayim the neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael yom echad yekayim, that he doesn't have to divorce her until the end of the day. We give him some time to be shovel on the kiyum. But if it's not by the end of the day, they're not shovel on the kiyum, so we have to be motzi and give her and pay the ksuba. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi that who knows him. So now I have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yehuda all hold who knows in etzba ben shineha based on our Mishnah. If Shmuel is correct, whereas the Brisa says the Rabbi Yehuda says he nasna. So Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Amar who knows in. We're going to alter the Brisa not only by flipping the shittos in the Brisa, not only by reworking the pairings in the Brisa, but by saying that there aren't pairings at all in the Brisa. That it's not two against two, it's three against one. That ain't a chinami. It's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi all hold who knows in, that he's the one that's at fault when he's Mekayim or Nedev. Rabbi Lazar Omer, he nasna. And it's only Rabbi Lazar on an island by himself who holds that he nasna. Vim tim tzalomar zugi zugi katani. And if you say, well, that's unthinkable, it sounded like it was supposed to be pairs. It's a pair of tanaim that all this way, a pair of tanaim that all that way. Well, Emer, Rameir, Rabbi Lazar Omer, he nasna. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, who nasain. Well, stop it, Vilk Rabbi Meir. Then we could just say that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar say he nasna. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, we already proved from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were named in our Mishnah as saying, who knows saying? So they must be the ones in the Brisa that say, who knows saying? Aye, what about Rameir? Didn't we say Rameir also holds who knows saying? Yeah. Our Mishnah never named Rabbi Meir. It was a Stam Mishnah. We assumed Rabbi Meir. So maybe we could change that and say that our Mishnah is in fact not Rabbi Meir. So it's a Stam Mishnah. It's a rare Stam Mishnah that some other Tana that's not in fact Rabbi Meir. Okay, now the Mishnah said if one is Madras Ishto Shalot Tiskashet with one of the Minim, so Yotzi Vitim Ksuba, but Rabbi Yossi says it depends. By Anios Shalonas and Kitzba, by Ashiru to Shloshim Yom. So the Sub Rabbi Yossi, by Anios Shalonas and Kitzba, Alma Bal Matzi Mefer. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that by Anios, where you don't give a set time to the neder, that you divorce her right away and you pay her ksuba? So you see that the husband has that. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that the husband could be matir, could be mefer rather his wife's nidre kishut. Because Shmuel is again explained our Mishnah in the case where she's the one that took the neder, he was just mekayim the neder. Right? We're working within Shmuel now. Rav didn't say that. Rav was saying where he was the one that took the neder in the first place. But Shmuel understood that she's the one that took the neder. He was mekayim the neder. So you see that in that case, he has the ability to be mefer. Because if he didn't have the ability to be mefer, why would we cause it? Why would we force him to divorce her and pay the ksuba when she took the neder? It's not his fault. Obviously, we're assuming he has the ability to be mefer, even nidrei kishut. Uriminu, but I'll ask you a stira, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim that says Elu Dvarim Shabal Mefer, the following types of Nedarim a husband can actually be Mefer. Dvarim Sheish Ben Inui Nefesh, Nedarim that involve Inui Nefesh. And for example, Im Erchatz, she says Ma'asring Hanas Ruchitza Im Lo Erchatz, or a Shavua that I won't be Rochetz, Im Eskashet, or a Konam Alai Hanas Kishut if I'm Eskashet, Im Lo Eskashet, or a Shavua that I won't be Eskashet. Amr Rabbi Yossi ain elu nidre inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says that's not nidre inu nefesh. The husband can't be made for such nidarim because she can go without rechitza, without kishut. But ve elu ain nidre inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, I'll tell you what nidre inu nefesh really are that the husband could be made for. Shelo ochel basar, shelo sheyayin, shelo eskashit bebigdei tzivonim. It's meat, it's wine, it's nice clothing. Those are things that's a gnai, and she's going to be meskana olav if she doesn't wear bigdei tzivonim. So how could Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah that the husband has the ability to be mefer nidrei kishut? We see Rabbi Yossi says beferush in the Mishnah Nedarim that the husband can only be made for nidarim of meat and wine and bigdei tzivonim, but not nidrei kishut. So Hachamayaskinon answers the Gemara, which kishut is our Mishnah talking about? That if she takes a neder, the husband has the ability to be mefer bedvarim shebeino levana. It's a kishut of removing her pubic hairs using some sort of sam, and that's where Rabbi Yossi holds that the husband could be made for the neder. So says Mara, Hani Chalamandi Amar Dvarim Shabeno Levina Habal Mefer. That works very well if you assume like the Shita Maseches Nedarim that when it comes to Dvarim Shabeno Levina, Rabbi Yossi holds the husband could be made for. Elamandi Amar Ein Habal Mefer. But if you hold that Rabbi Yossi thinks that a husband cannot be made for Dvarim Shabeno Levina, then we're back to our original question. Ma'ika LeMeimar. Well, what are you going to say? What type of kishut is our Mishnah talking about where Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to be mefer? It can't be kishut, regular kishut of erchatz and eskashet, because Rabbi Yossi said beferish that the husband is not able to be mefer that. It can't be dvarim shebeino levina according to the shita that Rabbi Yossi says you can't be mefer that. Didn't dvarim shebeino levina? Where do we know that there's a machlokas what Rabbi Yossi holds about dvarim shebeino levina? Rav Huna amar abal mefer, v'adbar av amar ein abal mefer. You have a machlokas amurayim whether the husband can be mefer. Shalom atzinu shul shemeis bafar pir. And the reason that Rabbi Barav says the husband cannot be made for Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina is because the hairs aren't going to get in the way of the husband. That Shuel doesn't die, a fox doesn't die in the dirt of its own foxhole. So over here also, since it's his own wife and he's familiar with her, nothing's going to happen to him, even if she's not well-groomed or whatever. So says Mar Elahach Mayaskinan, so the Mishnah is not talking about Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina. What type of kishut is the Mishnah talking about? Kigon de Talin. She was told that the neder of kishut in Tashma Shamita, meaning Eino Chinami. If she just takes the neder, I'm not going to be Miskashit, I'm not going to be Rochit, something like that. Rabbi Yossi holds the husband cannot be Mefer. What's the case in the Mishnah? It wasn't just Stam that she took a neder that she's not going to be Miskashit. She connected it to Tashma Shamita. Da'amar Ye Asra Anas, Da'amra, she said, Ye Asra Anas Tashma Shchalai, Imiskashit, that if I'm Miskashit, then it should trigger an Isra Tashmish. Because Amar Rav Kana, Da'amar Rav Kana, Anas Tashmishi Alecha, if a woman says to her husband, I asr the hana of my tashmish on you, so kofa mishamashto, then she has to have tashmish with him anyway, because she's mishubedis to him for tashmish amita. Rav Elchanan Kovit Shurim says that's a poor phraseology, kofa umishamashto, because halacha is lashon of kofa. The Gemara in Erevin says that it's asr l'adam lachu fishto b'tashmish, that it's asr to force his wife into tashmish. The Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Chav says that b'nei anusa is one of the b'nei teisha midos, that one of the ways to guarantee that your children are going to be poorly behaved children is if a man is a ma'anes his wife. So it doesn't mean kofa in that sense. It means in the sense that the woman be'etzem is interested in the tashmish. It's just that she has this neder in place. So we say, don't worry about your neder. That neder was unauthorized. You were not allowed to take such a neder because you were meshubad. Okay, so now you can live a normal life. Hanas tashmish chalai. But if the woman says to her husband, I'm taking a neder that I shouldn't get hanah from your tashmish, so yafer. Then he's made for the neder. So here also the Hanas Tashmisho is Asura Aleha. So says Gemara Velotis Kashit Veloteaser. But isn't there a simple solution? She won't become Asur B'Tashmish if she doesn't do Kishut. Im Kein Karla Menuvelas. But if she doesn't do Kishut, everyone's going to call her a Menuvelas, and therefore the husband could just be made for the Neder Milachachila because it's unlikely that she's going to stick to this Neder. So V'Tiskashit V'Tiyasur Libe Shamish Teshavasur Libe Sel Shabbos Achas. So says Gemara, okay, but let her be miskashit. It will trigger an isra tashmish, but you still don't have to get divorced right away, because even when there is a neder of an isra tashmish, you get a week, you get 2 weeks, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, right? We had the machlokas, what we model it after, whether we look at Dine Nida Min HaTorah, where it's 1 week, you look at Yoledes Nekeva, where it's 2 weeks, but bottom line is, you get a couple of weeks. You don't have to get divorced right away. So it says Mara Hani Mili, when do we say that you get a week or 2 weeks? That's Hecha Da Adra Ihu. That's when he was Madir, his wife. So since he might find a Pesach for the Neder, we look for some time to look for a Pesach. The Savra Mirtach Ratach Ilavai, because she holds that maybe he was Madir because he was angry at her, but you know, he'll calm down. But in our case, the nadra ihi vishasikla, where she took the neder and he didn't say anything, you know, it's one thing if in a fit of anger he took a neder against her, so she says, okay, he'll calm down. But when she's the one that took the neder, he wasn't even the one that was angry, and he's like, all right, so then it means he doesn't care. So if he doesn't care, then that's misna sanila, right? To be dismissive and just not care at all, That's much, much worse. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Ba'aniyus Shalom Nosim Kitzvah. Rabbi Yossi had said that by Aniyus that they didn't give a set time to the neder. The Kama Kitzvah, what is the sheer Kitzvah that if she took a neder for that amount of time, he doesn't have to divorce her? Amar Rav Dimon Shmuel, Shnei Masur Chodesh, 12 months of not having Kishutim, they could stay married. Rav Bar Bar Chana Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Eser Shanim, 10 years. Rav Chista Amar Avimi, Regel. No, just till the next Yantiv. Shekein Benos Yisrael Miskashtos per Regel. That because the Benos Yisrael do Kishutim on Regel. They get dressed up nicely and put on nice perfumes and everything for Yantiv. For Ashiros Shloshim Yom, but for Ashiros it's 30 days. Maishnos Shloshim Yom. Why Dafka 30 days? Ashiros are always being Miskashtos. Amar Bai Shekeinish Chashuv Nenus Meirech Kishutah Shloshim Yom. The perfumes maintain their strength, and they could still be nena from the reach for 30 days. The Achronim raised the question, so shouldn't we look at when the last time she did kishutim is, if it was like a week ago, so it should only be like 23 more days. Okay, so that's a kasha. So now the Mishnah says, if a person takes neder, his wife is not allowed to go to Beis Aviyah, to her own father's house. So when the father lives in the same city, it's reasonable to stay married for 1 month under such conditions. More than that, once it's two, yotzi v'yitin ksuba. V'zman shu b'yerecheres, if he's, the father lives in a different city, regel echod yekayim, then for one regel, they could stay married, shloshi yotzi v'yitin ksuba. But once it's three regalim, then it's yotzi v'yitin ksuba. The Gemara is going to ask, what if it's two regalim? It didn't, we left something unexplained in the middle over there. And then another case, hamadir zishlo teilchu beis ha'evel, beis ha'mishta, a husband tells his wife, I don't want you going anywhere. You shouldn't be going Menachem Aval, you shouldn't be going to weddings. So yotzi v'yitin ksuba. He divorced her, has to pay her ksuba. He's ruining the marriage by stifling her like that. He's locking the door. He's holding her hostage. But if he says, no, it's because in these places, there are all these people that are up to no good and that are going to have all sorts of terrible influences on her. So then Rashi, then he's allowed to make such a neder and he doesn't have to divorce her and pay her ksuba. But Amrla al-Menashe, Tomer l'poli ma'shamarti li ma'shamarti lach, if he tells his wife, I'm not being mad at you, except for Almanasa, you tell Ploni what you told me or what I told you. And if you don't, then I'm being mad at you. Oshete memalim ma'ora or la ashpa, or I want you to do something ridiculous. I want you to go fill up water from the well and then just dump out all the water. Meaning, I just want you to be busy with stupid things. So yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Then he has to divorce her. He cannot take away her dignity by having her do so. There's actually a tshuva in the Torah Lishma in Siman Shin Yates. He was asked about a husband who wanted his wife to play children's games or something like that, or to bark like a dog or do ridiculous things. So do you say that a woman is chayiv b'kavod baila? So b'kavod baila means she has to listen to his instructions. So he says, no, you see b'feirush in the Mishnah that he cannot take away her dignity. He cannot tell her to do things that are ridiculous. Then that's not a chiddush. The chiddush he adds is, and what if a parent tells a child to do the same thing? Also, a parent can't take away a child's dignity. That's not included in the chiyuv kavod, is to rob somebody of their basic human dignity. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara right after the Mishnah.